我们再把刚刚的经文读一遍。那这一次呢，我重新把它翻译了一下啊，意思是一样的，我只是想要把一些的语气把它尝试着翻出来。
Let's read again the scripture that we have just read. I actually translate a little bit better. Well, I translate in a different way. There's no change in the meaning, but there's some change in the emphasis.
Not better. I'm not a Bible scholar as good as a lot of people. 我们来看第11节到第20节第15节。我又看坐大而不得坐在上面，从他天上天地都逃，再也没有他们的地方。我又看见死了的人，大和小，都站在宝座前面，但卷则断开了，另有一个卷放开了，就是生命树，死了的人都受死。遭他们所行的。于是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，他们受审判，个人照他们所行的。死亡和阴间也被重判火火，这火又是第二次的死，而你们没有记在生命册上。上面这个 slide 怎么切了一遍啊？我们来看这段经文的开始，他在第十一节说，我又看见一座宝座大而白啊，在那坐在上面的啊。然后你看这十二节，他有讲同样的话，他说我又看见死了的人大和小都站在宝座前。
So let's take a look at the verse 11. Then I saw a throne, great and white, and him who was seated on it. And then in verse 12, he put it in a similar way. And then I see the dead, great and small, standing before the throne.
一个是看到宝座，一个是看在在宝座面前那些死去的人。
So in one verse, he's seeing this throne, and in the second verse, he's seeing the dead before the throne.
中间说，在从他面前，就是那座宝座面前的天地都逃避，再也没有他们的地方。
And sandwiched in between is from the presence, earth and sky fled away, and then there is no place found for them.
没有他们，就是没有这个天地存在的地方。
And there is no place for heaven or earth.
接着我们看到这个案卷就展开。
And then we see that a scroll was opened.
在这案卷都展开的这些案卷之外，另外还有一卷也展开，就是生命册。
Aside from these open scroll, there is another scroll, which is the book of life.
死了的人都要受审判，凭着这些案卷所记载的，还有照着他们所行的。
And the dead were judged by what was written in the books, according to what they have done.
于是海就交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，他们受审判，个人照他们所行的。
And the sea gave up the dead who were in it. Death and Hades gave up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one of them, according to what they have done.
死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。
Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire.
最后第十五节，若有人没有记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
And verse 15, and if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire.
我们中国人呢，不喜欢讲死。
And we Chinese people, we don't really want to talk about death.
我今天要来跟大家谈死亡。
However, today I'm going to talk with you about death.
我们中国人呢，当我们有这个丧礼的时候呢，我们也不喜欢带小孩子去。
And when we are having funerals, we Chinese people don't really want to take the kids with us.
我七岁的那一年，我父亲就过世。
My father passed away when I was seven.
我就看到我的父亲 的这个坟墓跟棺材。
And I saw his coffin and saw his tomb.
我祖父在我小学的时候也过世，我看到他就躺在大厅的中间。
And my grandfather also passed away when I was in my elementary school, and I saw him lying in the middle of a hall.
我们今天要来看这个死亡。死亡的话，我们就先来看几个墓碑。
So today we're going to take a look at death, and starting from several tombs.
这里有一个墓碑是 John Keith 的墓碑，他是一个文学家。
So here is a tombstone of John Keith. He's the writer.
他不把他自己的名字刻在个墓碑上。
His name is not engraved on the tombstone.
但是他却刻了一句话。
However, there is engraved a sentence.
他说这里躺着一个人，他的名字写在水上。
It says, here lies one whose name was written in water.
你们能够猜出这是什么意思吗？什么叫名字写在水上？
Can you guess what is the meaning of his name is written in water?
是什么意思？你把名字写在水上是什么意思？
What does it mean that you write your name on the water?
消失，对。
It disappears.
他的意思就是说我的名字何必刻在上面呢？
And he's trying to say that why do you bother to engrave my name on the tombstone?
人呢，不管你再怎么刻，转眼消失，没有人会纪念了。
And regardless of how much effort you pay to engrave your name on the tombstone, after a short while, it's going to disappear.
这是不是真的？
Is it true?
然后下一个。
Next one.
Mel Black, 他是在卡通里头常常配音的那一个人。
And Mel Black, he acts as an audio for cartoons many times.
那他的墓碑上面就是 That's all, folks. 这个是卡通上常常会讲的一句话。
That's all, folks. And it's a sentence that's usually used in the cartoon.
那意思是说各位到此为止。
It means that that's all, folks.
死亡真的就是一切的终点吗？
Is death...The real destiny, the end of everything.
一切的意义都在死亡之前，死亡之后就什么都没有吗？
Is the meaning of everything ends before the death, and then after death, is there nothing?
Robert Frost, 他写的有点心酸。
Robert Frost, he's a little bit sentimental.
他说我曾与这个世界有过一场恋人般的争执。
He said, I had a lover's quarrel with the world.
意思是说他爱这个世界。
Meaning that he loved this world.
这个世界又有让他很不喜欢的一面。
But there is also a side of the world that he disliked.
好像谈恋爱结婚一样。
It's almost like dating and then getting married.
他是你又爱又恨的一个人。在这个世界上寻找
And he used his entire life to seek his
Scott Fitzgerald, 他怎么写？错误或者做的这些罪的问题被拉回来。
As he's pressing forward, he feels like he is also pulled back by the mistakes he's made, by the regrets of his life.
过去的行为并没有消失。
The actions of his past has not disappeared.
过去的问题总是在他内心里面不断把他往后拉。
And then all the problems of the past still lingers on and tries to
我要为的这个
role on the stage.
人生结束的时候就不再是演员。
And after the end of my life, I'm no longer an actor.
那时候我们去哪里呢？
And where are we going to?
最后一个啊。
Last one.
这个是一个喜剧的演员，他说我叫做我来面对死亡。
We can face death with humor.
幽默也能够减轻我们的恐惧。
And humor can also fear.
但是幽默不能消灭死亡。
However, humor cannot really remove death.
幽默也不能让我们不去面对死亡以后的问题。
And humor cannot really solve the problems that we're going to face after death.
我们今天看的二十章十一节那里到十四节，我有十四项的这个让我们思考的一个真理啊。
So from verse 11 to verse 14 of chapter 12, I actually summarized 14 bullet points for us to think about.
我们只有22分钟。
We only have 22 minutes.
大概一分钟一项。
So one, on average, one item per minute.
第一个就是有一个宝座在，以及在宝座上的主。
So the first one is that there is a throne and also one seated upon it.
经文说我又看见一个宝座大而白，而在而那位坐在宝座上的。
And the scripture, then I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it.
弟兄姐妹朋友们，在这一切事上有一个宝座。
Brothers and sisters and friends, there is a throne in the world.
有一个宝座上的主。
There is a throne above the world and also a Lord that's seated on the throne.
我们看这个世界好像一切都是失去了这个秩序。
We see this world seemingly to be losing all its orders.
征战不断。
There's endless wars.
罪恶蔓延。
And the widespread sins.
苦难到处都是。
And prevalent sufferings.
好像看不住这个世界有什么好的方向。
And we cannot really see a good direction of this world.
好像也没有人能够真正掌控整个局势。
And seems like there's nobody who can really control the situations.
我们看自己的生活。
We take a look at our own lives.
是不是也有同感？
And do we also have the same feeling?
事情接连的发生。
There are strange events coming in.
计划不断的被打乱。
And our plans are sorted.
环境总是会出现失控的情况。
Circumstances are out of control.
约翰在这里看到的不是一个空的宝座。
However, what John sees here is not an empty throne.
是一个有一位坐在宝座上的宝座。
However, there is one that's seated on the throne.
这宝座是大的。
This throne is great.
显明坐在上面的权柄之高。
And to show that who is seated on it has authority.
也就是说地上的局势再怎么混乱，天上的宝座从未摇动过。
This is to say that regardless of the chaos on this world, the throne in heaven has never been shaken.
我们也许不知道明天会是怎么样，但是神从来没有失去控制。
Even though we might not be able to know what is going to happen tomorrow, but there's not a single moment that God has lost his control.
整个世界最终要来到这个宝座做宝座者的面前。
There will be a day that this entire world is coming before the one who's seated on the throne.
这宝座是白的。
And this throne is white.
在其上呢也是全然圣洁。
And who's seated on the throne is completely holy.
完全公义。
And completely just.
没有错误。
And there is no evil in him.
他看到一切。
And he can see everything.
他也知道一切。
And he knows everything.
虽然我们看起来整个世界我们不晓得怎么可能是一个被神掌控的一个世界。
Even though when we look at the world, we don't really see that this is controlled by our Lord.
但是启示录告诉我们那宝座是真的。
But the Revelation tells us that this throne is real.
那坐在宝座上的那位更是那圣洁的主。
And the one who is seated on the throne is the God who is holy.
第二，就是有一天这个世界都会 终结。
And then the second one is that one day this present world will end.
约翰在第十一节那里看到天地要在这个宝座者的面前逃避。
In verse 11, John sees that the heavens and the earth will flee away from the throne.
再也没有他们的地方。
And there is no more place for them.
我们现在活的这个世界不是永远的。
The world that we're living in now is not eternal.
今天看为最稳固的东西都不是稳固的。
We see a solid foundation is not solid at all.
有一天都要过去。
There will be a day that they will pass away.
国家要过去。
The nations will pass away.
城市会过去。
Cities will pass away.
人会过去。
People will pass away.
我们的文化也会过去。
Culture will also pass away.
不管我们再怎么环保，这个世界都会过去。
Regardless of how much emphasis we put on environmentalism, environmental protection, this environment is also going to pass away.
我们有的是为自己而活。
Some people live for ourselves.
人死了之后就什么都没了。
And thinking that there is nothing after death.
有些人可能更伟大一点，他活着是为造福人群跟地球的。
Some people might be noble, and what they are living for is to benefit the world, to benefit the earth.
等他们死了之后，他们的影响可能还留下来。
And it, even after they pass away, probably there will be some influence remaining.
但是你在如何造福这个世界、这个人群啊，这天地有一天都要过去。
However, regardless of how much benefit you have brought into the world, brought to other people, there will be a day that nothing will be left.
一个人只为自己而活，死去之后什么都没有，好像是五十步，是不是？
So if you're only living for yourself and then leaving no legacy behind you, this is probably,
应该是一百步，不是五十步哈，一百步。那你造福这个人类呢？造福这个地球呢？就好像五十步啊，但是我们都是差不多，这一切都会过去。
And when you're doing good for the people, for the world, this is probably a little bit better, but regardless, all of them are going to pass away.
一切都要过去，因为这个世界不是永久的，有一天都要结束。
Everything will pass away because this world is not eternal and there will be an end for all.
世界会终结。
And the world is going to pass away.
但是死亡不是生命的终结。
Death is not the end.
我们在这里，我们看到死人要站在宝座面前。
Here we see that the dead is going to stand before the throne.
你觉得可能会很荒唐。
Probably you're thinking this is absurd.
你怎么知道？
How do you know?
我今天没有办法跟你辩，我也不能跟你辩。我只是告诉你神的话说了什么。
I don't know how to argue with you today. The only thing that I can do is that this is the word of God.
神的话说，有一天我们都要来到他的宝座面前。
According to the word of God, he says that there will be a day all of us are going to stand before the throne.
他后面还说，这个从海里头啊，都要把这个死人交出来。
And he even said that the sea is going to give up the dead who are in it.
我们无论是站在坟墓里，或者沉在海中，或者已经这个火化了那一天来到的时候，我们都要站在神的宝座面前。
Whether we're buried in under the ground, whether we are in the sea, or if we're cremated, there will be a day that we all will be standing before the throne of God.
也就是说我们要面对一个宝座的主。
And so that is to say that we are going to face the God on the throne.
死亡不能让你逃避。
And death is not going to help you to escape.
无论一个人站在哪里，最终都要面对神。
Wherever you are standing, you have to face the Lord.
我们可以逃避很多的事情，我们可以这里躲一躲，那里藏一藏。有些人来到安娜堡，可能是要躲避国内的什么事情。
There are a lot of issues that we probably can avoid, probably can flee from. Some people come to the Annapolis. Probably you're escaping or fleeing from something in the mainland.
我没有神的启示，我不知道是真是假。
I do not have the revelation from God, so I don't really know if it's true or wrong.
很多时候我们躲在电脑的后面，我们不跟人家谈，因为我们有事情要躲。
A lot of the times we're hiding behind the screen of the laptop, a computer. We don't want to talk to other people because we have something to hide.
甚至有人可能想要自杀，因为他想要躲避人的眼光。
Those who probably want to commit suicide because you cannot take on other people's look.
但是有一件事情我们躲不了。
But there is one thing that we are unable to flee from.
就是有一天我们都要面对这个审判的主。
That is, one day we are going to face this God who is going to judge us.
死亡不是终点。
And death is not the end.
死亡就好像一个等候室。
And death is almost like a waiting room.
你死了之后逃不了了，你就只能等，等到那一天审判的主把你召到宝座面前受审判。
After you die, there's this waiting room that you have to wait in until you are called before the God who is going to judge you.
没有人能够逃得过这个审判。
And nobody is going to be able to escape this judgment.
十二节说，我又见到死的人的大和小都要站在宝座前。
And verse 12, and I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne.
大的人要站在那里，小的人也要站在那里。
The great people will stand before the throne, the small people will also stand before the throne.
他不是说大人跟小孩啊。
It's not talking about the adults versus the kids.
这里的大跟小可能更指的是尊贵跟卑贱的。
The great and small more likely is referring to the higher in position and the lower in position.
君王跟平民。
Kings versus the normal people.
你在这个时候，在这个地上，你这个很值得骄傲，因为你是身为一国之君。
That you're so proud of yourself on this world because you are probably a king of a kingdom.
将来你都要跟着那些无家可归的人站在一起，排排坐。
And in the future, you're going to stand among those maybe homeless people in rows.
不吃果果，就是要面对神的审判。
Not to eat your snacks, but to wait for your judgment.
一同来到神面前。
And to come before the Lord together.
富人穷人。
Regardless whether you are rich or poor.
受人尊敬的，没有人认识的。
Respected or unknown.
我们今天会因为这个财富地位，让人家有受到人家不同的待遇。
So.Now, in this world, we probably are treated differently because of our position, of our wealth.
到那一天，神的审判面前，没有一样的东西带给你任何的优势。
On that day, there is nothing from your position in this world that is going to benefit you.
有两类的案卷。
And there are two kinds of scrolls.
圣经这里先提到一个复数的这个案卷，中文没有看的很清楚，你看英文的话是 books, 有 s, 是多数的。
So here the first type of, actually there are multiple scrolls, and then in English it's easier to see because it's books.
有一个是生命册，是单数的。
And then there's a singular book, which is referring to the book of life.
我不太确定是为什么那么多本啊，那个案卷里面记载的是那些要面对最后审判火湖的人。
And I don't really know why there are so many books, but the books are written down with the records of those who are subjected to judgment for the lake of fire.
生命册是就一本。
And however, there is only one book of life.
是不是去火湖的人多，然后得救的人少？
Maybe it's like there are so many more going to the lake of fire versus fewer going to written down in the book of life.
还是我的丑是挺多的。
Or maybe I have so many issues, problems and evil things recorded in the books.
如果你的老板说我们年底要 review,
If your boss is saying that, okay, we're going to have an annual review.
你来到我办公室。
And you come to my office.
你到他办公室，你坐在老板的前面。
And so you go to his office and sitting before your boss.
然后老板就抽你的这个 file.
And then he brings out your file.
一抽就是那么一大叠。
A thick bundle of it.
你会不会紧张？
Are you going to be nervous?
我不知道。
I don't know.
因为我不知道你工作怎么样。
Because I don't really know how your work is.
啊，有两类的案卷。
There are two types of books.
每一个人，个人都要亲自向神来交账。
And each one of us is going to, come before the Lord.
他说死热的人，死热的人，受审判，凭着这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的。
And the dead were judged by what was written in the books according to what they had done.
13节又再一次说，他们受审判，个人照他们所行的。
And in verse 13, it is repeated, and they were judged, each one of them, according to what they had done.
前面讲的这个是说每一个死的人都要受审判。
So verse 12, it says that, the dead were judged by every single one who was dead, were judged by what was written in the books, according to what they had done.
13节讲的是说每一个人要个别的按着他们所行的受审判。
And verse 13, it says, and they were judged, each one of them, according to what they had done.
我们不能躲。
And there is no way that we can escape.
我们不能躲在家里。
There's no way that we can escape hiding in our house.
我们不能躲在教会。
And we cannot, escape by hiding in the church.
我们不能说我父母是基督徒。
We cannot say, claim that my parents are Christians.
我也不能说我的教很纯正。
You cannot escape by claiming that the church that I go to is authentic in faith.
不是你的家如何，不是教会如何。
It is not your family, it's not your church.
我们每一个人都要按着己所行的向神来负责。
And every single one of us, we're going to be judged according to what we, each one of us have done.
因为没有一个人能够躲避。
Because none of us, not a single one of us can escape.
没有一个人能够躲避。
No one can remain hidden.
我们到在哪里都要被那一个地方被交出来。
Regardless of where we're going to, at that place will be, surrendered.
案卷里面有的是我们所有生命中的一个指控。
In the scroll are indictments towards every single deed that we have done.
神知道我们公开所做的事，也知道我们暗中所做的事。
God knows what we are doing openly. He also knows what we're doing secretly.
他知道我们口里头所说出来的话，也知道我们心里头没有讲出来的意念。
And he knows what we're speaking up openly, and he also knows what we're thinking in our hearts secretly.
时间久了，我们可能忘了我们说过的话，忘了我们曾经想过什么，但是神从来没有忘记。
And over time, we probably will forget what we have thought, what we have spoken, but there is no way that God is going to forget.
有一些东西是我们自己没看清楚的，或者人家可能没有看到的，但是神都看得清清楚楚。
There are things that probably we are not seeing clearly, or other people are not seeing clearly, but there is not a single thing that God cannot see clearly.
他的记录没有错误。
There is no error in his record.
他的判断也不会有偏差。
Deviation in his judgment.
我们必须为自己的行为负责。
And we have to be accountable, responsible for what we have done.
我们所做的，我们今天做的选择，我们怎么用我们的时间，我们怎么用我们的一生，我们的金钱，我们的机会。
What we're doing today, what our choices are today, how we use our life, how we use our wealth, our money.
我们都要向神来交账。
And there is accountability on that.
父母在家里头告诉小孩子，我现在要去买菜，我需要你做一些事情，交代了之后你就出去了。
And so, think about the situation that a parent is leaving his or her child home and telling them, I'm going out to do some grocery shopping, and this is you are going to do.
你回来的时候请问你看得出你的小孩有努力的做，努力的在做你交代的事情，还是他最后三分钟做出来的事情？
And after you come back home, are you able to differentiate whether your child has done this diligently when you're absent, or he's just trying, like he's just done this maybe like the 3 minutes before you come back?
神都知道。
And God knows that.
厉害的小孩子可能骗得过父母。
So capable kids probably can, you know, kind of deceive others.
但是神都清楚我们想的做的。
God is knowing everything, our thoughts, our deeds.
靠着行为，没有一个人能够得救。
Knowing that we can be saved by our action, our deeds.
因为我们没有一个人能够保证一生我们不得罪神。
Because there is no way that we can guarantee throughout our entire life we're not doing anything that's against God.
我们最终有两个永恒的结局。
And there are two eternal destinies eventually.
一个就是火湖。
And then one of them is the lake of fire.
刚刚小孩说要被丢到火里头。
And so one child was saying that he's going to be thrown to the lake of fire.
这个湖有多大？他说不上来，但是比房子还大。
And how big is the lake of fire? We're not going to be able to know, but he said that it's bigger than this house.
经文没说这个大小，但是他说名字没有记在生命册上的，要被扔在火湖里，面对第二次的死。
There is no record in the scripture regard the size of the lake of fire, but it is said that this is the second death, the lake of fire. If anyone's name is not found written in the book of life, he is thrown into the lake of fire.
第一次的死是我们身体的死。
The first death is the death of our physical body.
第二次的死是当我们面对神的审判之后，我们要面对的是个死亡。
And then the second death is after we have faced the judgment of our Lord, the death that we are going to.
只有在生命册上的，我们才能够在永生里头与主同在。
And only if our name is written on the book of life, can we enjoy this presence of God for eternity.
圣经从来没说所有的人都去同一个地方。
And the Bible never says that everyone is going to the same place.
它是有说有两条路，两个归宿。两个永恒的结局。
Says that there are two different ways, there are two different destinies, and that there are two eternal homes.
肉身的死亡不是最大的危险。
The greatest danger is not from the physical death.
所以我们今天这个死亡不是最糟的结局。
So today, if we die, this is not the worst scenario.
更重要的就是我们要怎么面对我们审判我们的神。
Important thing is that how are we going to face the God who is going to judge us?
我们是否还要面对第二次的死？
Are we going to face the second death?
第十二，死亡本身最后也要被终结。
Number 12, death itself will finally come to an end.
十四节讲到死亡和阴间也都要被扔在火湖里。
So in verse 14, and death and Hades are going to be thrown into the lake of fire.
最终死亡要过去。
Eventually, death is going to pass away.
我们今天活在这个地上，好像死亡是人生的一部分，是不是？
And when we're living in this world, we feel like death seems to be part of our life.
但是你读圣经的话，死亡不是人生最终要面对的。
However, when we are reading the scripture, we find that death is not something that we have to face.
最终我们面对的是神，最后我们要面对神的审判之后，我们要不就是在审判，火湖的审判里头，要不就是在神的同在里头。
So death is not the final thing that we're going to face. The final thing that we're going to face is the judgment. We're going to be judged and either to enjoy this eternal presence with God together, or we're going to be judged and thrown into the lake of fire for eternal punishment.
我们属神的人最终不是死亡吞生命。
So whoever believes or belongs to the Lord, we're not going to be eventually consumed by death.
我们属神的人最终神的生命吞灭了死亡。
Whoever believes in the Lord, our final destination is the life of God is going to overcome the sin.
最后的审判是最终极的审判。
The last judgment is the final judgment.
再也没有别的了。
And there is nothing more.
再也不可能再翻转了。
And there is no turning of a case.
我们只有那么一次。
And there is only one judgment like that.
我们要用我们的一生做那一个选择。
And so we have to use our entire life to make the best judgment, to make the choice.
只有今天我们能够做选择的时候，这个机会还在我们手中。
We can only make the choice when there is still today, when we still have the opportunity.
生命册是我们唯一的盼望。
And our only hope is in the book of life.
第十五节说，若有人没有记在生命册上的，他就被扔在火湖里。
And in verse 15, and if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he is thrown into the lake of fire.
启示录把这个生命册也称为这个羔羊的生命册。
And the Revelation calls the book of life also calls the book of the Lamb.
因为这个生命是从耶稣基督来的。
Because life comes from Jesus Christ.
他来为我们罪人死在十字架上，要承担罪的死。
He comes so that to die for sinners on the cross and to take the burden of the sin of death.
他把最后那一个死第二次的死在十字架上为我们剪除了。
And his death on the cross actually relieves us from the second eternal death.
他也让我们这个身体死亡的能够再一次复活。
And he also enables us, whoever is dead, can have a resurrected life.
叫一切信他的罪能够得到赦免，得到永生。
And whoever believes in him can be forgiven of our sins and can enjoy this eternal life.
Titanic 大家都听过啊，这个例子也用过好多次。
And probably Titanic probably you have heard about this example and has been used many times.
1912年他沉船了。
So in 1912, The Titanic was sank.
在沉船之前，他们在启航。
Our company actually claimed we have full confidence in this ship. There's no way that it's going to sink.
这泰坦尼克号大船起行的时候，在海上。乘客有不同的各种各样的人在上面。
And on this ship, there are different people from different social caste, social levels.
有人住头等舱。
Some of them have live in the first class.
有人住二等舱。
And second class.
有人住三等的。
And some of them third class.
有富有的。
There are rich people.
有那些没有什么多少钱的。
And there are commoners.
有这个闻名天下的。
There are famous people.
也有默默无名的。
And there are also people who nobody knows.
可是当船沉到海底的时候。
But when the ship starts to sink.
对于岸上的家人来讲，最重要的不是他们的身份，最重要的是他们的名字有没有在这个生还者的名单里头。
What is most important thing to their families on shore is not their possession or their social status, but whether their names are on the list of the survivors.
启示录二十章把我们带到一个最终的结局。
Chapter 20 of the Revelation brings us to the final destiny.
这像 Titanic 一样的天地有一天要过去。
This world, this heaven and earth, that looks like Titanic, there will be a day it's going to pass away.
那时候，重要的不是你在船还没沉之前是坐头等舱，还是三等、四等。
And at that moment, the most important thing for you is not that whether you're in the first class on the ship or the third and fourth class on the ship.
是你过的一生都幸福，还是你一生都苦日子？
Whether you're living a comfortable life, a happy life, or whether you are suffering for the entire life.
最重要的是，到那个时候，我的名字有没有在生命册上？
The most important thing is that whether your name is in the book of life.
求主帮助我们，让我们能够思考这个最终的结局。
That God is going to help us so that we can ponder over, we can consider our final destination.
我知道大家都在计划你们退休。
I know that a lot of people are planning your retirement.
你们甚至计划你们的下一代。
And planning for your next generation.
但是你们今天不需要花你们任何的时间，你们就可以决定你们的永生永世。
Not spending any time today, actually.You can actually decide what you're going to have for eternal life, even without spending any time.
有专家来告诉你怎么存钱、怎么投资能够退休啊。
Probably experts who are going to instruct you how to save up for your retirement, how to invest for your retirement.
好的投资者，他跟你一样投资啊，然后。如果股票全部跌下去的话，他跟你一起下去啊。
Even good investors, he probably investing with you, but with the crashing of the stock market, their wealth is also going to crash.
但是我们有的不是专家，我们有的是神。
However, what we have is not experts. What we have is God.
神告诉我们怎么样能够投资我们永生永世。
God has instructed us how to invest.For eternity.
就是信靠他的儿子为我们死在十字架上的主耶稣基督。
It's to believe in his son who died on the cross for us, and this is the Jesus Christ.
我们来做个祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父，我们感谢你，你是我们的主。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, you are our Lord.
你来是为我们解决我们最终结局的一个问题。
You come to solve the problem for our final destiny.
你说凡劳苦担重担的可以到你那里。
And you said that whoever is laden, whoever is burdened, come to me.
这世界有许多劳苦重担。
There are so many burdens in this world.
我们可以来到你那里得到安息。
We can come before you to have rest.
我们可以得到那永生永世的避难所。
We can have this shelter for eternity.
我们可以来到我们天父的怀中。
And we can come to the bosom of our Heavenly Father.
不再面对第二次的死。
To have to face the second death.
在基督里，你让我们的生命能够成为吞灭死亡的生命。
And in Christ, you make our life able to consume death.
让我们的生命能够在基督里，因着基督的缘故，我们战胜死亡。
Christ, that we're able to overcome death.
帮助在我们当中还没认识你的。
Help those who are among us who have not yet known you.
我们也许没有办法为这个来做什么辩论。
I'm able to argue, to debate on this topic.
我们只能在这里宣告。
But however, we're able to stand here to proclaim.
造生命的主已经为我们预备一条路。
The Lord, the author of life, has made a way for us.
让我们能够脱离死亡，进入他丰盛的生命里。
So that we can leave death and to enter this abundant life that he has made for us.
我们呼召所有还没认识神的人。
Call all everyone who has not yet known the Lord.
能够在今天此刻就回转。
But today, in this moment, you can turn your heart.
转向我们的主
To turn your heart towards our Lord.
向他呼求主啊主啊救我
And to call upon him, Lord, save me.
我本是罪人
Because we're sinners, I know that I'm a sinner.
这罪极重
I have sinned gravely.
让要把我拉下那永世的火湖里
Just pulling me to this lake of fire.
我们需要你的生命来拯救我
Your life to save me.
让我能够在你里面重新得到那永生的盼望
So that I can have this hope for eternity in you.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.